This program is sponsored by Shoreline Transportation Services and is responsible for its content.
Here in Ohio, homeowners, taxpayers, and business owners alike are facing the weight of ever-rising, unjust property tax. Because of this, it's time we come together to speak out, question, and demand change. From Citizens for Property Tax Reform, that conversation starts now. This is the Voice of the People.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Voice of the People. Voice of the People is brought to you by Citizens for Property Tax Reform. And Citizens for Property Tax Reform is a local, nonpartisan grassroots group seeking property tax relief for senior citizens and property tax reform for all Ohio homeowners. So welcome to our show tonight. We'd like to start off with our introductions. The number one producer in Salem Communications style. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, Keith. How are you?
Welcome, sir. We have Beth Blackmar, our group media director. How are you doing, Beth?
Good. Greetings.
Greetings. And we have Connie Manziel, a.k.a. our call girl. Connie, say hello.
Hello. I'll be the person that will give you the phone numbers if you have questions and want to call in.
Yes, and actually, we are live call-in talk show. Why don't you take the opportunity now, Connie, to give them our call-in numbers.
We have two call-in numbers, 1-866-525-0955 and 216-901-0933. I'll read them again.
Real quick.
Okay, so you need to write these down slower. 866-525-0955 and 216-901-0933.
Thank you, Connie. We also have Bill Holman here tonight. Hello, Bill. One of our sons of thunder, and it's Bill's birthday tonight. Happy birthday, Bill.
Happy birthday. Thank you.
Birthday,
yes, our birthday, a.k.a. Fancy Pants. Now, this Fancy Pants is Bill's wife's little lovey-dovey name on Facebook,
aww,
and I picked that up. Now, I want all the ladies to know out there, Bill is a manly man, and when you get a chance to see him, so Fancy is not, that's just the love name, so Bill, he's a manly man conservative. So, happy birthday, Bill.
Thank you. I'm glad we clarified that.
Yes, thank you. And Kyle Kutz, the other son of thunder. How are you doing,
Keith,
Kyle?
Hi, Keith. How are you?
Our researcher. So,
thank you.
Welcome, everyone. So we are going to do tonight again. We're going to have the a call-in from one of our let's do our events real quick. Kyle, our event man.
All right. We'll do. Thank you, Keith. We have a lot going on this week, a big week. So Thursday this week, everybody, March 27th, it's the big property tax protest down in Cleveland. It's at the Cuyahoga County Administration Building. So that's on East 9th and Prospect. The address is 2079 East 9th Street. We're going to talk about that more later. Friday this week, the 28th, it's a coffee with Representative Tristan Rader. That's District 13. He is going to be at the Las Villas Deli and Pastries on West 41st Street. That is 3216 West 41st Street in Cleveland, just south of 90 and west of 71 near the Metro Health Campus. And again, you don't have to be in that district to attend these meetings. We encourage everybody to attend. And then this weekend, another big event, Saturday, March 29th, Representative Mike Davila, District 16. He's going to be at the Strongsville Branch Library on 18700 Westwood Road from 9 to 11 a.m. And then also on that same day, and this is what we want everybody to attend, this is a general meeting from our group, going to the Scale House Banquet Barn down in Zanesville. And that is 1900 Lutz Lane. It'll start at 1 p.m. if I remember correctly.
Yep.
And that's going to be a really, really big week for everybody. So try to attend at least one of those and hope to see you there.
Yeah. Thank you, Kyle. So we're going to do like we did last week. We want to try to feature all the different groups around the state, kind of like us. And we have a lady that's going to call in and talk to us from Portage County tonight. Elaine Cross, and I'm going to let, she's on the line, let's bring her in. And Beth, would you like to introduce Elaine?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is, we've got Elaine Cross calling. She is the founder of Axe Ohio Tax. And she started in Portage County with this. And we're going to hear all about how she got this started and how it's been going and how they plan to move forward.
How you doing, Elaine?
Good. How are you?
Hi, Elaine.
Take it away, my dear.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
We got you. We hear you.
Okay. Good. Good. Yeah. So, well, I am only one of the founders of Axe Ohio Tax, but it is basically an organization that we're trying to create to bring in all the small little organizations that are working on this issue so that when we get this ballot initiative ready to go out, we can, you know, have a solid message, have a coherent message, and get the work done, because this is going to be a heavy lift, getting about 600,000 signatures so we can get it on the ballot.
Yep.
And so we decided we needed to be organized, create like a central point for the whole state. So we have created a website, which is still in its beginning stages, but it's up. There will be a page for every county, and any small group that has a passion for this and wants to be involved, whether you're, you know, a Tea Party group or a Freedom for American People group or whatever you want to call it, you know, you could be an Act Blue group. We don't care, because this isn't partisan. This is for people. We want to get you plugged in, get you connected so that we can send out the call. Hey, it's time to get signatures. It's time to get this petition going so we can get it on the ballot, so we can get some real relief for our citizens and get some real true property ownership.
Right. What is the name of your website again?
It's axeohiotax.com.
Axe Ohio. And is it AXOH?
Yes.
Okay.
AXOHTAX.com.
Okay. And is that up and going right now?
It is.
Okay. So we can get on there now. Okay.
Yep.
Gotcha. Okay. And I do want to mention, we were at the Avon Lake Republican Club a week or so ago, and we had a lot of people come up and mention us what a great presentation you guys did at the Tea Party. And so I just want to give you kudos for that. They actually thought it was our group, and I says, yeah, thank you. No, but I said, that was Elaine's group. So you guys did a great job. This constitutional amendment is going to be a mammoth undertaking, but coordinating around the state is very important. So tell us a little about Elaine and how long you've been doing this, how you got interested in this whole property tax thing, Elaine.
Well, it's kind of funny, because as I think about what got me to this point, when I first was able to vote and I was 18 years old and I registered to vote, the first year I voted, there was a constitutional amendment on the ballot. And as an 18-year-old, I was like, why are we amending the Constitution? And, you know, it didn't lead to some great epiphany or that I was going to be in politics since then until now. No, I lived a life. I had kids. I'm actually a trained science teacher. Wow. You know, I've done all those other things. But here in my in the last 15 years or so, I have been involved in politics, and it has come full circle. So to have this opportunity, I never understood why we don't own our homes, that we constantly have to pay tax on it. We have to rent it from the government, and that means that the government can come and take it from us. I also think it inhibits our freedoms and our true liberty, right? We can't really disconnect from the government, because we always have to be able to feed the beast, if you
feed
will, with our property tax.
Yep.
So as I got involved in politics, I was actually running for Congress.
Did you really? I didn't know that. Wow.
Yes, I ran in just 2 years ago, or a year ago, against Dave Joyce in Ohio 14th District.
Oh, you did? I didn't know that. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah. And while I was doing that, because it's 5 counties, you know, I'm in Portage, but it covers all the rest of the counties up in north and east in Ohio. And somebody told me about a group. I was about going to different groups, and I went to a group, and they were talking the 2 things that you're not supposed to talk about in public, religion and politics. And I was like, I found my people. And it just so happened that day they were doing a presentation on the property tax issue. And I was like, I've really found my people.
Yeah, right.
And that's how I got connected to some people in Lake County.
Okay.
And it has just been, you know, this is where I need to be. This is something that I can really wrap my time, talent, and treasure around, because we need change.
Right, so, absolutely. Well, good for you.
We do indeed,
well, thank you.
Alan.
What, boy, we certainly wish you would beat Dave Joyce. Oh, my Lord.
Yes.
I hope everybody out there is listening and voted for Dave Joyce. You should have voted for Elaine.
Right.
Are you going to run against him in 2 years?
Well, you know, it all depends on how this property tax thing goes. You know, my husband and I are talking about it. He definitely needs to go.
Absolutely.
There were other people on the ballot. There's a lot to that, because politics is a blood sport, and they play a lot of games to keep the incumbent in. And unfortunately, the party doesn't get in the way of that. They kind of like their incumbents as well. Yeah. So we'll see.
Yeah, well, we'll sure support you.
In God's hands, and I'm focusing on this right now.
Good
we
girl.
We still need you on the property tax thing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
But boy, if we could get you to Congress, wow.
Hey, if we can get this on the ballot by November, I can still run against Dave next year. It's all good.
Oh, that's right. Well, that's going to be the challenge. Do you have any of your group meetings coming up here in the near future, or anything that you want the people out there to know about your group? Do you have any meetings scheduled or anything?
Okay, so I am actually working with Project Promise of Portage is the name of the group. It's not the Tea Party. It's Project Promise of Portage, and we had a big group in March, meeting in March. We just had a follow-up meeting in February, the 19th, and we really focused that one on people who were having trouble filling out the form to appeal their property valuation. So we did an overview, we answered a lot of questions, but we really went into detail about how to fill out the form. We have one of the members in our group brought his computer screen and really just walked everybody through it. And then he said, hey, if you really need help and you can't do it here, I'll come to you. You come to me. We'll print them out and get you all set. So it was really hands-on.
Yep.
And that's kind of where we're going to be over the next couple of weeks. We're looking at a couple little small groups. We're focusing a lot on farmers. We're pretty rural in Portage County.
Oh, you are? Okay.
And the farmers are really getting hit.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Can you just real quick, like a 1 minute or 2 minute overview of the, what is it called? About the
CAUV.
CAUV. Can you just tell, because in Zanesville, I've had calls about that already because they're very rural. So just talk a little bit about the agricultural thing.
Okay, well, you know, the thing with the everything about politics or about property tax is very convoluted.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to farms, they have a special classification that is called the CAUV, and it is designed to give a value, because CAUV stands for current agricultural use value.
Okay.
So it's kind of like, what is the value of the land for the agricultural part of it? And that becomes a little subjective, because who's classifying your land?
Right.
That's how land was originally taxed in Ohio, was based on its fertility, how fertile it was. And so how much crops you could grow. If you could grow a lot of crops, they taxed you more, of course. And so it's a kind of a throwback toward that, and it's also a 35% assessment on the full value, but again, it's subjective. And I know a lot of farmers have had huge increases in their current agricultural use value. The value of their home has gone up, or the value of their land has gone up incredibly, making their taxes then go up based on the land. And if you have 100 acres, if you have 50 acres, it's a huge hit.
Wow.
When you get this big increase.
And who is the one that's making the determination on the value? Who does that in East County?
That, I don't know all the details.
Okay.
Because we really got, at our meeting on the 6th, we had a small farmer stand up and say that because of the economy, because of the bird flu, and Ohio is a big egg state.
Right.
There are a lot of eggs produced in Ohio that get shipped all over. And because they made them kill their whole herd instead of just isolating the one bird or letting the bird get herd immunity, it has really harmed them because, yeah, they kill 4,000 chickens. And then it takes months,
right.
You know, 6 weeks or so before a chick can start even producing. Mm. But then you have to get those chicks. Where do you get those chicks from?
Right.
You know, it's one cost on top of another cost on top of another cost. And then they come in and say, oh, well, your land's actually worth more. Mm. It's like, how can my land be worth more? You just killed my herd.
Right, right, right.
From my understanding, it's almost doubled. That's what I'm getting
across
really? The call, doubled.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I mean, double. we got to take care of the farmers. I mean, please, right?
Yes, definitely.
And there's a huge problem with suicide with the farmers. They're like 5% higher rate of suicide than the average population.
Are they really?
The farmers are just, I mean, that's our state. Our state has a lot of farmland, and we need to protect them.
I mean, they're real people. The farmers are the real Americans in this country. God.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, we have a man who owns land that leases the land to a farmer because the guy wants to farm, but he can't buy more land. And so he gives the farmer enough to pay for the taxes on that land. Mm. But between the cost of fuel and the cost of everything
right now, fertilizer,
increase in the tax, he can't cover what it will cost him. So he can't tax, he can't work the land. So he's not going to lease the land. So that hurts the farmer. That hurts us because there's less farming going on. And it hurts the guy who actually owns the land, who wants it to be farmed, but is not a farmer.
And, you know, the old, I've talked to a couple older guys down from the Zanesville area coming to our meeting Saturday. They're just at the point they're going to bail out. You know, they're going to get out. And maybe this is the plan.
Well, Elaine, it's been great to hear from you.
Yes,
and I can't thank you enough for calling in.
Yeah, Elaine, thanks. Please keep in touch. Call in anytime and let us know what you guys got going on.
Please
okay?
do.
Absolutely. Like I said, we're doing little things because we want to get to the people before the end of the month, get as many of those appeals in as possible.
Oh, yeah.
And go from there.
Yeah, our Beth is doing that too with everybody. Good. Okay, you got about 30 seconds. Anything else you want to leave us with, Beth?
No, let's just band together and get this done. Let's get it done.
I like, get her done. Well, hopefully we'll be rolling out that petition here very soon. So, let's talk every Tuesday night. Thank you so much, Elaine.
You're welcome.
Keep up the good work, babe.
See you, Elaine.
God bless.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, the farmers, you know, and that's something that, you know, until I had some people call from Zanesville, it wasn't even on my radar. And this is tragic. I mean,
these hidden costs are the things that are really sabotaging a lot of our economy here and the cost of living.
Right, right. And, you know, like I said, this one older fellow CEO's, you know what, if I can't get relief, I just got to sell it to a developer and get out. And that's tragic. I mean, it's just like the politicians tell the old people, sell your house and move in an apartment. I mean, it's the same thing. So anyway, okay, we only got a few minutes left. Bill, kick us off this protest we have down at the county administration building Thursday morning is very important. We need people there. So give us a little bit of background on what, where, when, and how.
Okay, so once again, it's this Thursday, March 27th at 10:30. So we're going to be meeting up in front of the county administration building, and that is located at East 9th and Prospect. The actual address is 2079 East 9th. Once again, the address is 2079 East 9th. We also, there's a parking garage right across the street, and there's a couple other garages around the corner. So, there's plenty of parking access.
A couple surface lots across the street, too, when Beth and I went down there. So there's plenty of parking. Mm-hmm.
We're also going to have plenty of signs, but we also have no problem if you'd like to make your own signs and bring them out, too. That is great as well. We like to see everybody's
input. Signs, we love it. Absolutely. But we do have signs.
Yeah, that's not. You don't have to have a sign to come down there. Please
come down
just
there.
Show
we'll
up.
Give you. We'll
just
give you props.
We give you the props.
Right. It's our own little Boston Tea Party we're having down there.
Yes.
So there's plenty of parking. We may have some speakers, but we're going to go down there. The important part of this event is is, I mean, the county, each county has their own portion of guilt in this process. Cuyahoga County is no different. And we're hoping that every county, when we were in Avon Lake last week, people in Avon said, hey, maybe we'll go to Lorain. So you come to our protest, other counties, we'll go to yours. There's power in number. We want to show the politicians, you know, TV's going to be down there, radio, some newspapers. We want to show the public, we're not going away on this one. And they have got us so fired up now. You know, usually every year they think, oh, you know, these people are going to complain and, you know, but they're going to go, yeah. We're not going away this time.
That's right.
And they need to know that. So we got it. We need numbers down there. We're going to have signs. We won't keep you there all day. No. The weather's supposed to be good, right, Beth? What's the weather
supposed to be good. 55 and sunny. It's going to be beautiful. Wear a sweater and come on down.
Weather's going to be good. We're going to have signs. We won't keep you there all day. And, hey, you might make some friends and we'll all go have lunch afterward, you know, or just enjoy, have a late St. Patrick's Day. Okay, so that's on this Thursday, 10:30, County Administration Building. If you need more information, go to our website, reformpropertytax.com, reformpropertytax.com, or you can call our office, 216-452-2961. That's 216-452-2961, and Beth will help you out with any information, give you more details, and that type of thing. So we have that, and then who wants to talk about our Zanesville event on Saturday? That's the other thing we need you at, if possible.
We got Zanesville.
We got Zanesville.
Zanesville. You know, for those that live in that area, and anybody who wants to travel
down
to Zanesville,
yep.
Come on down. We're going to be at this. We were fortunate enough to have someone donate the space to us for
yes,
the day.
Yes, thank you, Scale House.
Thank you, Scale House. That's the Scale House
Banquet Center.
Banquet Barn.
Banquet
it's
Barn.
Scale
it's
House
an old
banquet barn.
Yeah, if you go online, this is a great venue. It
yeah,
really is.
Yeah, it really is. And it's at 1900 Lutz Lane. So, you know, we are very grateful to them. They do
absolutely.
All kinds of events there, you know, wedding receptions.
Thank you, Teresa.
And all kinds of things. Thank you so much. But, yeah, Saturday, 1 o'clock, if you want to go on down to Zanesville, and for those of you that are listening to us that are in the area, come on out. I'm looking forward to meeting you.
Yeah, you're close. Columbus is not that far. We've had a lot of calls from when talking about farmers. Farmers are going to come. We may have a couple speakers. Kyle, you want to tell us who may be there?
Well, right now, we're going to make it a surprise. We still have some people that are saying that they're going to be there. We're not sure. So we don't want to make any promises, but just know that you're going to get a lot of good information.
Right.
We're going to answer a lot of your questions. We're going to try to get the formal complaint in before the end of the month, which I
yes.
think is Sunday, right? The 31st?
Well, Monday yeah. will be the last day.
Right. Or 31st is
so
Monday,
if you need any
day.
Assistance, we can help you down there. Beth will help you.
And just one other thing, if you want more information, we also have a Facebook page. Bill, do you want to talk about that just for a second?
Yep. Oh, yeah, sure.
We do have a couple speakers. One confirmed, John Plechnik, is the county commissioner for Lake County. He will be speaking on Saturday. John's a great speaker. He's like the poster boy for property tax around the state. And we may have Heather Hill, who has recently announced that she's running for governor. So she may be there. She's from that area. So we may have two speakers. Okay, Facebook.
That's okay. So, yeah. I will have the flyer on the Facebook page as well. So you can check that out if you want to share that to your friends so they can get spread the word also. That is going to be very helpful as well.
Good. What else we got? We got 2 minutes. I do want to bring up really quickly. Lane brought it up a little bit. We hope, I'm praying we have our petitions ready by Saturday for this constitutional amendment. So once we do have those, this is a massive, massive job. We're going to need everybody's help on board to get these petitions signed. So we may have those Saturday, probably not by Thursday, but we might. So we're going to need your help there.
The actual petitions?
Yes, we may have those available. Yes. So, yes, that would be wonderful. I hope we have those petitions available for Saturday and maybe even Thursday. So Beth, bring all your clipboards and pens. We may. I think that's all we really need to cover. Connie, you got anything you want to say?
Nope.
Our call girl? Okay. Anything else?
Just we encourage everybody to be there on Thursday for the
yes,
protest
please.
To show
yes.
the county, our officials, and everybody that is out there that are that's concerned about property taxes, right, we're doing something about it.
Right. We got to show a force, folks. We're not going away this time. So see you Thursday morning at 10:30 East 9th and Prospect Avenue. We hope you're there. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you all. And thank you, team. Good night.
Good night.